USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are U.S. authorities have thwarted 6 mass shootings since the deadly attack in El Paso, Texas. The Guardian says several of those alleged plots may have involved white supremacists. 6 men suspected of planning attacks were allegedly targeting gays, Jews, black Americans, as well as Muslims and Latinos. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says peace talks involving the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban there are going well, and the U.S. could soon be bringing some troops back from Afghanistan.
Our desire is to create conditions on the ground where we can achieve what President Trump laid out, which is to reduce what is $30, $35 billion a year in taxpayer money and the loss of American lives.
Trump says the U.S. shouldn't be a police force there. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Democrats, including many of those running for the White House, are giving President Trump some heat after he questioned how any Jewish person would ever vote for a Democrat. Trump making the controversial remark yesterday as he was appearing with the Romanian president at the White House.
I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Several Jewish organizations are accusing the president of using Jewish people as a political football. The third named storm of the year's hurricane season in the Atlantic has formed as Tropical Storm Chantal is about 485 miles southeast of Nova Scotia. There's no threat to land, though. Forecasters say the storm will stay out to sea. Uber says it's building a new business hub in the Dallas area. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The U.S. troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border will be awarded the Armed Forces Service Medal, the honor given to service members who take part in a military operation with significant activity, but in which they encounter no foreign armed threats. Soldiers were first sent to the border in April of 2018 to assist border agents. Over 5,000 active duty and National Guard troops are currently assigned to that border region. Former Minnesota and current Tennessee state quarterback Demery Croft has been indicted on 6 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexual battery. He has an arraignment set for the 4th of September. The indictment says Croft engaged in unlawful conduct without consent last December. All 8 counts involved the same woman, the 22-year-old Croft started the final 6 games for Minnesota in 2017 before transferring to Tennessee State. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's giving nearly $28 million to identify and reduce lead-based paint hazards in older public housing units. Officials say that the grants will go to 38 public housing agencies in 25 states. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.